بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم تأتي كل نفس تجادل عن نفسها وتوفى كل نفس ما عملت وهم لا يظلمون.
Verse number 111. Remember, O Messenger, the day when every person will come arguing for himself. He will not argue for anyone else due to the magnitude of the situation. Every soul will be given in full recompense for what it had done, whether good or bad. And they will not be wronged by any subtraction from their good actions or addition to their evil actions.
وضرب الله مثلا قرية كانت آمنة مطمئنة يأتيها رزقها رغدا من كل مكان فكفرت بأنعم الله فأذاقها الله لباس الجوع والخوف بما كانوا يصنعون.
Verse 112. Allah cites the example of a town, which is Mecca, that was secure and stable with its people having no fear, whilst people around it lived in fear. Its sustenance comes to it abundantly and easily from every direction. But then its people became unappreciative of Allah's blessings to them, and they did not thank Him. So Allah recompensed them with hunger and intense fear, that was visible in the panic of their faces, and emaciation in their bodies to the extent that this became like a garment for them, on account of the disbelief and denial that they used to do.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
Verse number 113. And a messenger from among them, whose honesty and truthfulness they knew, who was Muhammad, peace be upon him, had come to the people of Mecca. But they denounced him along with what Allah had revealed to him. As a result, Allah's punishment of hunger and fear came on them, whilst they were wronging their own souls by associating partners with Allah and rejecting His Messenger.
فَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاشْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ.
Verse number 114. So eat, O people, of the lawful and wholesome things that Allah, may He be glorified, has provided for you, and be thankful for the blessings Allah has given you by acknowledging these blessings of His and using them to seek His pleasure, if it is Him that you worship alone, without associating partners with Him.
إنما حرم عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير وما أهل لغير الله به فمن اضطر غير باغ ولا عاد فإن الله غفور رحيم.
Verse number 115. Allah has made unlawful for you to consume that which died without being slaughtered according to the sacred law, blood that spills forth from an animal at the time of slaughter, all parts of the pig, and what was slaughtered by a person as an offering to other than Allah. This prohibition applies at the time when a person has a choice. If someone is compelled to eat any of these forbidden types, and does so without desiring the forbidden thing itself, and without going beyond the limit of what is necessary, then they have done no wrong. Allah is forgiving, and will forgive them for what they consume. He is merciful in that He permitted that when it is necessary.
ولا تقولوا لما تصف ألسنتكم الكذب هذا حلال وهذا حرام لتفتروا على الله الكذب إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون.
Verse 116. Do not say, O idolaters, about the lies that you say about Allah's laws. This thing is lawful, and this thing is unlawful. In order to invent lies and attribute them to Allah with respect to making unlawful what He did not make unlawful, or making lawful what He did not make lawful. Those who invent lies about Allah will not succeed in attaining their objective, and they will not be saved from what they fear.
متاع قليل ولهم عذاب أليم.
Verse number 117. They will have a brief and insignificant enjoyment by following their desires in the world, and on the day of judgment, they will receive a painful punishment. After Allah mentioned the food items that He made unlawful for this nation, He then mentioned what He had made unlawful for the Jews and said,
وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Verse number 118. I had made unlawful for the Jews in particular what I had told you about. In verse 146 of Surah Al-An'am, I did not wrong them by making that unlawful, but they wronged themselves when they committed that causes for retribution. I thus recompensed them for their transgression, and I made that unlawful for them as a punishment. Beneficial points. 1. Allah has only made impure things unlawful for us out of His grace to protect us from filth. 2. The necessity of having faith in Allah and the messengers, of worshipping Allah alone, of thanking Him for the numerous favors and blessings, and that divine punishment will afflict every person who denies Allah and goes against Him, and who rejects Allah's favors to him. 3. The recompense corresponds to the act. When the people of the town rejected the favor, they were given the opposite instead, which was the elimination and withdrawal of the favor. They then fell into extreme hunger after satiation, and into fear and panic after security and comfort, and into a lack of resources after sufficiency.
ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بعد ذلك وأصلحوا ثم تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم.
Verse number 119. Then your Lord, O Messenger, towards those who do evil deeds out of ignorance of the consequences, even though they do so deliberately, and then they repent to Allah after having done those evil deeds, and they make amends to their actions in which there was corruption, your Lord, after repentance, forgives their sins and is merciful to them. Since the idolaters claimed that they were following the creed of Ibrahim, Allah refuted this claim of theirs and said,
إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين.
Verse number 120. Indeed, Ibrahim, peace be upon him, possessed all the attributes of goodness and always obeyed his Lord, turning away from all other religions to the religion of submission, Islam. He was never an idolater.
شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم.
Verse number 121. He was thankful for the favors that Allah had given him. Allah had selected him to be a prophet and had guided him to the true religion of Islam.
وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين.
Verse number 122. I gave him in this world prophethood, praiseworthy mention and pious children. In the afterlife he will be from the righteous from whom Allah has prepared the highest ranks in paradise.
ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين.
Verse number 123. Then we revealed to you, O Messenger, follow the creed of Ibrahim in terms of monotheism, freedom from the idolaters, calling towards Allah and practicing His sacred law, turning away from all other religions to the religion of Islam. He was never an idolater as the idolaters claim, but he was a man of pure monotheism.
إنما جعل السبت على الذين اختلفوا فيه وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَيَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ.
Verse number 124. Reverence of the Sabbath was only made obligatory on the Jews who differed about it, so that they could free themselves on the day from their occupations for the sake of worship. This was after they had strayed from the day of Friday, in which they were instructed to free themselves. Your Lord, O Messenger, will judge between these people who differ on the day of judgment about what they used to differ in, and He will recompense each person with what they deserve.
ادْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَن سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ.
Verse number 125. Invite, O Messenger, to the religion of Islam, you and the believers who follow you, in a manner that is appropriate for the condition, understanding, and mindset of the person who you are inviting, and with admonition that contains encouragement and caution. Argue with them in the manner that is best in terms of speech, thought, and politeness, for it is not your duty to guide people. You are only required to convey the message to them. Your Lord knows best who has strayed from the religion of Islam, and knows best those who are rightly guided to it. So do not lose yourself in grief over them.
وَإِنْ عَاقَبْتُمْ فَعَاقِبُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبْتُمْ بِهِ وَلَئِنْ صَبَرْتُمْ لَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لِلصَّابِرِينَ.
Verse number 126. If you want to retaliate against your enemy, then retaliate to the same degree that they had harmed you and not more. But if you are patient and do not retaliate despite having the ability to do so, then that is better for the patient amongst you than taking revenge by retaliating against them.
وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُ فِي ضَيْقٍ مِّمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ.
Verse number 127. So be patient, O Messenger, over the harm that they afflict on you. You are only granted the ability to be patient by Allah's granting it to you. Do not grieve over the disbelievers turning away from you, and do not let your heart be constrained by the schemes and plots they carry out.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ.
Verse number 128. Allah is with those who are mindful of Him by leaving out sin, and those who are good by doing acts of obedience and by fulfilling what they have been instructed to do. Allah's help and support is with them. Beneficial points. 1. The permissibility of what is lawful and pure and not harmful, and the prohibition of what is impure and harmful that leads to harm. All this also requires being thankful for the favor. 2. There are four main things that are unlawful to consume in the sacred law. These are the carrion, blood, pork, and animals sacrificed for other than Allah, such as the idols. 3. In the case of necessity, when it is most likely that abstention will lead to loss of life, it is permitted to consume something that is prohibited. 4. The believers are warned against resembling the disbelievers in making lawful the unlawful and declaring the lawful unlawful without evidence from the sacred law. 5. The mercy of Allah demands that He accepts the repentance of His servants who do wrong, such as disbelief and sins, and then repent and reform their actions, and as a result Allah forgives them. 6. It is good for a Muslim to take Ibrahim, peace be upon him, as a role model. 7. Those inviting others to Allah's religion must follow these three methods: wisdom, effective counsel, and debate in the best manner. 8. Retaliation is only allowed to be carried out to the same extent to that which one was harmed. Thus, an oppressed person is prohibited from increasing their appraisal against the oppressor. 9. In cases of life for life retaliation, the law requires that the act is done in the same manner as the one who was killed, i.e., if a person used a sharp instrument or a stone to murder someone, he may be killed with the same or similar object in the same way.